In specialty crop news from the Southeast AgNet, well, USDA Agricultural Research Service scientists are working on a wide array of issues pertaining to potato health, all with the help of wild potatoes. First off, geneticists have identified a wild potato species that contains a gene with resistance to late blight, considered the most destructive disease of potato. Efforts are now underway to move the late blight resistance gene into the cultivated potato gene pool. And scientists are also working to create a potato that's resistant to both late blight and early blight. They currently have seedlings in the greenhouse awaiting to be tested in the field. And last but certainly not least, scientists are also looking for resistance to verticillium wilt, a fungal disease that can linger in the soil for up to 10 years. A molecular marker has been developed to screen potato germplasm for resistance against the disease, as scientists found resistance in a wild potato species and crossed it with a cultivated potato. They are expecting this to be a good, durable gene that should hold up over the long term. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.